He'll take a break from his vacation to use his pen. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden will go to the White House today to sign what Democrats call the Inflation Reduction Act, lowering prescription drug costs on seniors, incentivizing us to use renewable energy to fight climate change, funded in part by raising taxes on some corporations. But Republicans say it'll actually increase inflation, and they point to what the Congressional Budget Office determined.
Those earning less than $400,000 a year, the group on which Mr. Biden promised not to raise taxes, will pay an estimated $20 billion more in taxes over the next decade as a result of this $740 billion package.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Former President Trump is calling on the Justice Department to make public the affidavit used to get the search warrant for the FBI raid on his Florida home to get classified documents. But the DOJ is urging a judge not to release it, saying it could compromise the investigation. Republican Congressman James Comer tells Fox,
once we're in the majority, I can assure you we will receive that information. The American people will get the answers to the questions that they have.
A Trump associate is nearing a plea deal in New York City.
Alan Weisselberg, the chief financial officer for the Trump Organization, is expected to plead guilty in a case investigating whether he funneled off-the-books money to himself and other executives at the company for 15 years.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. It's primary day in Wyoming, where Congresswoman Liz Cheney could lose to a Trump-backed Republican. She's been critical of the former president, helping Congress investigate his election fraud claims and conduct on the day of the Capitol riot. In Alaska, Sarah Palin is trying to win a special election for a seat in Congress. A shootout in Miami-Dade, Florida has left a robbery suspect dead and a police officer in critical condition.
Right now, all I'll ask for is prayers and good thoughts and unity.
Police Director Alfredo Ramirez. In Memphis, Tennessee, at least six people were shot outside a hospital. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The U.S. fired off a missile test this morning from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California with a goal to demonstrate the readiness of American nuclear forces following China's military drills all around Taiwan. Angry over House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to the island nation, China claims is its territory. More American lawmakers have gone there this week.
They met with both government and private sector representatives. Taiwan has special strategic importance for its predominance in the semiconductor industry, making it a key supply chain link. Pelosi's visit provoked Beijing into launching a series of military exercises, but still Taiwan remains resolute in welcoming these U.S. visits, with the foreign ministry saying this latest visit of a heavyweight delegation, quote, demonstrates friendship without fear of China's threats and intimidation. Amy Kellogg, Fox News.
Well, this is just what the FBI and Homeland Security have warned could happen following the search of former President Trump's Florida home. A Pennsylvania man taken into custody accused of making threats.
Adam Bees is charged with influencing, impeding, or retaliating against a federal law enforcement officer. According to court records, Bees last week posted his intent to attack federal agents, stating his goal was to, quote, kill more of them before I drop. Investigators say the post shows a willingness to be violent toward law enforcement, even at the cost of his own life. This past weekend, the FBI and Homeland Security put out a bulletin warning of such online threats that ranged up to calls to incite civil war. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The brother of a retired NFL player has turned himself in Texas after a murder warrant was issued for Yaqub Talib, a suspect in the shooting death of a coach at a youth football game Saturday night. On Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly the day after gains. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.